More music, better variety, Cram 96 FM, Vertical Horizon, and everything you want. We're sitting at 23 after 9 o'clock, and we've got some guests in here, don't we?
Yes, we do. We are in the house.
You're in the studio. Anyway, why don't you tell our wonderful radio listeners who exactly you are?
My name is Debbie DeLisi, and I'm actually here in town shooting an independent film. We're very excited to be here in Montevideo. And if you haven't heard about it, you undoubtedly will as we try to make a space for ourselves here.
Exactly, exactly. And that film is called Wedding Photo, is that correct?
Wedding Picture.
Oh, Wedding Picture. I'm sorry. And why don't you tell us a little bit about the storyline?
It's actually a very beautiful love story, and it's really what drew me into the project. The minute I read the script, I fell in love with it, and I knew there was no way that I could not work on this project, regardless of where it was going to take me or what it was going to cost me or whatever. It's a gorgeous love story, and it actually takes place beginning in 1920, and it's a story about a Norwegian farmer and his mail-order bride who arrives in town, and it's a big scandal because they find out she's German, and of course that's not the cool thing in 1920. So it kind of chronicles their life and their love story. It takes us through all their trials and tribulations, stops off at 1968 when they are tilling the land and creating their family, and then it takes us right up to the current day, 2004, when our heroine passes away at age 104.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's a big span.
So you'll be shooting kind of all around here in different local places. Is that right?
That is right. We're shooting everywhere we can locally. I mean, we have the Swenson Farm. We're going to be out there. As many places as we can get within probably a 60-mile radius.
Wow.
And that's why we actually settled here. We were on a search forever to try to find the right place. And what our director did, he fell in love with a piece of land. And he said, that's it. Here's where we're going to camp out. So it's a little bit of a challenge with all of our crews kind of being from all over the place and a lot of equipment rental from other places. But we're really trying to give our business to the local businesses here in Montevideo.
Okay, okay. Yeah. About how many people do you have working on the staff?
You know, I would say, I can't give you an exact figure now, but I would say probably like 60. 60 and then maybe 40 interns. Our interns come from all over the place. In fact, we have several in our department, the extras casting department, who come from Minnesota, from all over Minnesota, rather, mostly the Minneapolis-St. Paul area. And so they're just kind of camping out and helping us in any way we can use them and just putting their heart and their spirit into this film. And really that's what the draw is, because it is such a heartfelt, spirited film. It's just a beautiful, beautiful love story. And it's not just a love story between this man and this woman. It's really about a new land, new beginnings, very, very much about farming and the actual soil. The way I look at it is the soil kind of represents the nurturing land, but also nurturing family, relationships, nurturing love. It's a gorgeous story. I think you guys are going to be really, really proud.
Wow, that's incredible. Now, you mentioned that a lot of people have worked on other films, and there are some interns, especially with your department, which are the extras.
Mm-hmm.
What ranges do we have? Do we have people working on their first film here as to award-winning directors, or what's kind of the range of people working here and kind of some of the backgrounds that they're coming from?
Oh, we have just about everything. We have definite first-timers who also were attracted to the script and the story and just want to be involved in movie making. And then we have the pros, you know, people that are notorious in their field or in their department who are just willing to roll up their sleeves and do what it takes to get this movie made. And actually, we're very proud to have at our helm Ali Salim. He is the director of the film, and he is the writer of the screenplay. And actually, he had this idea and this story 10 years ago.
Wow.
So he has been working on this story for 10 years. And, in fact, some of the crew, ironically, are his friends that have helped him see this dream become a reality. And he actually asked them 10 years ago, you know, I'm going to make this movie, and I want you on board. So it's just, it's a beautiful evolution to see this happen because it's been such a dream for so long. So you have a little bit of everything.
Wow, that's incredible. So what has been something that you found very interesting about Monte Video so far? Now, you've been in Monte for about a week or so, is that right?
Not even a week, and I love it. Oh, I love it, love it, love it. I'm glad you asked, Jacob, because I'm telling you, what brought us here really is the script and the story. But what is keeping us going is the community. And it gives me chills because, you know, I'm always telling our interns, you know, you have to come and walk across the street to Java River and say hey to Patrick. And, you know, there's so many people in particular that have helped us so much. I mean, Mary out at Mary's Pub, Adair Kelly from the Rustic Timbers Lodge, and Jerry Ross, Dennis Larson, you know, that they've been amazing. I mean, you know, we meet these people and it's like we're family. It's not a handshake and, you know, I'm so-and-so. It's a big hug and how can we help you and how can we be of service? And it's so comforting. I mean, everyone I talk to on the crew, seems to have a serendipitous story. You know, where I'll come running to someone and say, you'll never believe, you know, this guy that I met, his niece babysits my, you know, my cousin. And we all have these stories. And it's beautiful because people are so willing to share.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's such an artistic-minded community. And everyone is like a family. And we really feel included. And we feel that people really care about our well-being. It's not just about how can we help you with your movie, but how can we make you feel comfortable and part of our family? And it means a lot. And it's really been the elixir that's kept a lot of us going because, you know, we keep insanely long hours.
What you say that. What is a typical shooting day like? What's a typical day on the set?
Day on the set. You're talking like a minimum of 12 hours. And that's 12 solid, of course we break for lunch, but 12 solid hours, up to 15 sometimes.
Wow.
You know? We pretty much have to go until we get the shot, and a lot of times things are beyond our control. So maybe, you know, there's a plane passing overhead, and it distorts the sound, and we have to do the shoot again. So, you know, it's really, really crazy hours when you're spending all this time, you know, with the same people day in and day out, and we're shooting for 4 weeks only, 6-day weeks. So we're making a movie in 4 weeks, shooting those crazy hours. And it's kind of delirium sets in after a while. And I don't think people realize that it's not all glamour. It's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. Yeah, definitely with the hours and just the amount of work. And, you know, it's cold out there in those fields. So it's definitely not easy. I think that, you know, the glamour part of it wears off, but I think that we're all very committed to putting out a great film, and we're just very happy and very proud to be here and sharing this experience with all of you.
Okay, something interesting that you mentioned was having planes go overhead. Have you had any little troubles like that you haven't really expected to come along with and kind of found them here yet? Or
you know, I mean, there's always crazy challenges that you kind of you kind of forget about, you know, that you really don't know sometimes till you're actually on the set. Sometimes it's a technical issue. Sometimes it can be even a weather issue if it gets to be so cold and we can't keep our, you know, equipment warm. And so, you know, we've had some crazy stories, but I think the craziest are definitely yet to come. But I think that, you know, we're all really positive and we're just really pushing and muscling through so that we create something that we can be really happy with and proud of.
Okay. How do you think it's going to feel to shoot back in the 1920s? Do you think it's going to be like a portal stepping in and actually feel like you're back in the 20s?
Well, you know, that's funny because so much of your history everything, your buildings, your architecture, we have so many great props. A lot of that has been preserved here in Montevideo. So it's a perfect place for wedding picture because we don't have to recreate the wheel. A lot of it exists. I mean, you have amazing antique stores and amazing references that that we can draw upon locally. So that helps us. And, you know, our costume, the costumes are amazing. So many local people have helped lead us to authentic costumes. And our designer is actually from New York, and she has scaled the area in search of the perfect authentic costumes for the time period. And I think you're going to be surprised. I think you're going to be surprised because we are really going for that feel of 1920 and then 1968. So I think we're going to hit it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything that you need right now that's you possibly need people or things or anything for either the movie or to make your stay any better and possibly some phone numbers that people can call to help out?
You know, actually, we're looking for extras. We're having what we call a meet and greet tomorrow, which is Sunday, the 26th. And we're doing it from 1 to 5 p.m. at the video room in room 202. And if y'all want to come down, what you need to bring is a current photo for us to keep. And then we'll have you sign one of our little handy-dandy info forms so we know where to track you down. And we're actually looking for, you know, all different types. I mean, we're definitely looking for a wide assortment, especially men, maybe ages 18 through 50 who are in good shape, kind of farmer, hardworking men, because we have several scenes where we're kind of featuring a flock of farmers that kind of follow our actors from here to there. And so that's a definite need for us. That's kind of one of our special spots, because I don't think, you know, everyone is physically able to shuck corn and
yeah, exactly.
And, yeah, so that's kind of, but really, I mean, we would definitely love to meet everyone, and we're going to do our best to put everyone that's interested in as an extra.
Okay. And like you said, you're shooting at several different places kind of around the Montevideo area. And I believe you said that you're going to be eventually shooting at the Olaf Swenson Farm.
That's right. I mean, we have tried to capitalize on all these great locations that you offer. And you'll be seeing us at quite a few locations, but that one is just spectacular. We're very, very happy to have made a partnership there. And, you know, you mentioned earlier, and I definitely don't want to let this pass, as far as calling to help and see where we can be of service to each other. We do have an extras hotline, and we can be reached there. And that number is 320-226-5777. So please let your listeners know that we are always happy to speak with anyone that is interested in our department or with anything else as well that we could kind of connect people. We can connect our crew with the local community members and just take it from there.
Okay. Do you have any ideas when possibly the film will be done and shown in theaters? Any rough estimates, a couple of years or a year?
You know, it's just hard to say, and I hate to jinx myself. So I'd rather not give you a date, because then I feel like, you know, we could jinx ourselves here. But, you know, we're hoping to get it out there as quickly as possible. And the great thing about this movie is the audience that would want to watch this movie is very large, because it is such a family movie. If an independent film could have a rating, it would definitely be a PG film. It's a family film. You're going to want to bring your grandparents. You're going to want to bring your kids. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous love story. And again, I think that's the story is really the glue that's holding all of us together. And of course, also coupled with the great support and the love that we have received from the community is really making it all worthwhile. And, you know, the way we look at it, too, is that, you know, we are Minnesota as well.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless if we've worked in New York or L.A. or, you know, in some, you know, another town such as this, you know, we're coming home. This feels like home for us. And it's just such a gorgeous story rooted in home values, family values, love and commitment and hard work, patience, everything that this country is built upon. And what I see to be the ethics here is really what our movie's all about. And we're absolutely thrilled to be bringing Wedding Photo here and to be so well received.
Well, thank you. Fabulous, fabulous. And once again, that number is 320-226-5777. And don't forget about the extra...
The meet and greet.
The meet and greet. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's tomorrow, correct?
That is tomorrow, okay. 1 to 5 at the video room.
Okay, okay. Yep, second floor of the video room. And once again, they're looking for the big, burly, farmer-type men, and about 18 to 50, pretty strong, because obviously back in the 1920s, farming was a little bit harder than is today.
Yes, but. And although that is a special category that we are in search of, we really want to meet everybody.
Okay.
So come on down, and we're willing to meet with anyone that wants to be involved.
Great, great. Well, thank you for stopping by the studio. And like I said, anytime you need any help or anything, you can hear it on Cram 96 FM. We will keep them in the spotlight as they make Monty famous again, I guess.
There you go.
Through film. And wish the best luck to you, everybody.
Thank you, Jacob.
Just... yeah, they'd just like to say thank you, and on behalf of, I'm guessing, all 60 staff here, just once again, keep welcoming them to Montevideo. Anyway, we're sitting at 40 after 9 o'clock, and yes, we are heading back to some more music. And here is Jack Johnson, and Wasting Time on the new 96.7 Cram 96 FM.